Fel had keyed the call button, and they were waiting for the car to arrive when they got their first hint of imminent trouble.
"It doesn't sound right, Commander,"
Grappler insisted, the side of his helmet pressed against the turbo lift door.
It just sounds wrong."
"Wrong how?" Fel demanded impatiently.
"It's too heavy,"
Watchman decided suddenly, his helmet pressed to the door alongside Grappler's.
"The car is definitely loaded."
"And we must assume it is loaded with enemies," Drask said. "I suggest, Commander, that we take cover."
"Defensive positions," Fel ordered. Glancing around, he located a likely doorway a few meters back down the corridor and headed to it. Settling himself into a position half-straddling the doorway, where he could see without exposing more of himself than necessary, he braced his blaster hand against the door controls and waited. The turbo lift's hum changed subtly as the car settled into position, and with a brilliant flash of white, the door exploded outward. Reflexively, Fel ducked back as shrapnel and pieces of burning plastic clattered down the corridor. Two armored figures charged out through the ragged opening, firing red blaster bolts in a scatter pattern as they came. Another pair of Vagari charged out on the heels of the first two, four snarling and definitely not dead wolf kills emerging with them. So far, the Imperials hadn't returned fire. It was, Fel decided, about time to change that. Wincing back slightly as one of the random shots sizzled off the bulkhead near him, he filled his lungs.
"Halt!"
he bellowed. He hadn't expected any response, except possibly better-directed enemy fire, and he wasn't disappointed. All four enemy helmets swung toward the sound of his voice, all four weapons still spitting fire as they tracked him. Coolly, centering his muzzle on the nearest Vagari's chest, Fel squeezed the firing stud. The alien staggered back as the blaster bolt blew a cloud of dust and partially vaporized armor from his chestplate. A fraction of a second later, Fel had to dodge back around the door controls again as a hail of fire scorched the air where he'd been standing. He ducked down lower and swung his arm around the corner to fire a couple of blind shots in their direction. Out in the corridor, the sounds of the Vagari weapons had been joined by the Blast Tech's distinctive nasal stutter and a different sound he assumed was Drast's Charak. Still firing, he eased an eye cautiously around the doorway to refine his aim. Just in time to see one of the wolf kills leaping directly for him. He dodged backward into the galley. The wolf kill's charge overshot the doorway, and Fel got a clean shot into the animal's flank as it passed. But the wolf kill merely hit the deck and skidded to a stop, its claws scrabbling for purchase. Without any sign that it had just taken what should have been a killing shot, it turned back toward him. With a roar, it opened its jaws and leapt. Fel backed up, firing another pair of ineffective shots into the wolf kill's head and shoulders, then dodged to his right, trying to avoid the animal's charge. It hit the ground and instantly made a right-angle turn. Before Fel could do more than fire one last time, it was on him. The animal twisted its head to the side in midair, its jaws clamping hard around Fell's right forearm. Fel gasped as a stab of pain shot through him. The animal's momentum shoved him backward, knocking him off his balance and toppling them both toward the deck. With a triumphant growl, the wolf kill arched its back, its bloody jaws aiming straight at Fel's throat. Fel had just enough time to jerk back as a white armored hand abruptly appeared in front of the darting jaws. The wolf kill snarled as it clamped down on rigid plastoid alloy composite instead of a soft human neck. The snarl quickly turned into a startled yip as it was hauled straight off the deck by its jaws and the scruff of its neck.
"Ready?"
the stormtrooper called, holding the wiggling animal at arm's length.
"Ready!"
another voice called back. With a grunt, the first stormtrooper heaved the animal over his head toward the far corner of the room. There was a sputter of multiple blaster fire, and then silence.
"Nice job," Fel said, breathing hard as he started to get shakily to his feet.
"We got them all,"
Cloud said.
"Seems their armor wasn't designed with Blastex in mind."
"What about General Drask?" Fel asked.
"I am unhurt," Drask said, moving into view around Cloud. I am sorry your rescue was delayed.
As long as it got here eventually, Fel said. Anyone hurt?
A few nicks,
Watchman said, displaying a section of his left forearm, where a tiny hole had been punched completely through.
They can wait until we get back to the ship.
Fel looked at Drask, assuming there's still a ship to go back to.
There will be, Drask assured him darkly. There are still Chiss warriors aboard the vessel. It and they will be waiting when we return.
I hope you're right, Fel said. Is that turbo lift car still operational? Or did that little entrance of theirs wreck it? Grappler was waiting by the shattered turbo lift door, his helmet swiveling back and forth as he kept watch along the various corridors for any other surprises the Vagari might decide to throw at them.
The turbo lift is operational.
Good, Fel said, leading the way inside. Let's go. What then is the plan?
Drask asked, as the car began its slightly tentative rise toward D5.